We're used to some level of dirty politics in our elections, even presidential elections. In fact, smears, nastiness, and exaggeration have been around since the time of George Washington. But we draw the line at actually trying to rig the election results. When the verdict is in, it's in, and everybody accepts the result. Except now, certain Republicans around the country have a plan to rig presidential election results to virtually guarantee that any Republican would win the presidency, even if they really lose. Republican National Chairman Rance Priebus has endorsed this plan. Members of his party are actively pushing it in Pennsylvania, and Governor Snyder says it's worth thinking about in Michigan. The truth is that it's not only unfair, but has a potential, if adopted, to make Michigan less relevant in presidential elections. Here's what they want to do. Currently, the Electoral College works like this. The presidential candidate who wins a state gets all that state's electoral votes. This is true in every state except Maine and Nebraska, and has almost always been true there, too. Every state has a number of electoral votes equivalent to the number of congressmen and senators it has. After everyone has voted, they add the numbers up, and the winner wins. Usually, the margin is very decisive. Last fall, for example, the vote was 332 for President Obama and 206 for Mitt Romney. The Obama totals include all of Michigan's 16 electoral votes. But what if instead of having a winner-take-all system, Michigan split its electoral vote by congressional district, with the overall statewide winner getting the two bonus votes? That would have meant Romney would have won Michigan 9-7, even though Obama won the state's popular vote easily by almost 500,000 votes. If this system had been put in place nationwide, Mr. Romney would have won the election last fall, despite losing the nationwide popular vote by almost 5,000,000 votes. That's because Romney won more congressional districts, thanks to gerrymandering and legislative redistricting. That's why the GOP has a solid majority in the U.S. House, even though than 1,000,000 more votes were cast for Democrats nationwide. Roughly, they created a lot of districts where Republicans get around 55% of the votes, and a smaller number where as many as 80% of the voters are Democrats. Since 1888, the current Electoral College system has given us a president who won the popular vote every time except once. Switching to a congressional district system would mean the candidate people didn't want might usually become president. That could completely undermine confidence in our political system. Plus, it would make Michigan more irrelevant nationally. President George W. Bush campaigned a lot in Michigan because he thought he had a chance to carry the state. Neither side would pay us much attention if the most any campaign could sway would be 1 or 2 electoral votes. Making a change like this would be the final triumph of cynicism over democracy. This bad idea should be abandoned right away.